Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Jason messaged us to be on second date update at 1029thewolf.com. And we invite you to do the same thing. If you've been out on a wonderful first date where the conversation flowed, there was laughter, there was a true connection, but then silence. Nothing from the other person since that first date. Let us know. We'll try to find out what's going on. All right, Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good.
So your message was about Amanda, right? So have you still not heard from her?
Yeah, it's been a minute. I made a really nice candlelit dinner for her, and I haven't heard from her since.
Cool. Candlelit dinner. Good for you, buddy.
And after this homemade romantic dinner, Jason, you've obviously tried to connect with Amanda.
I even emailed. Like, whenever I tried to make new plans with her, she's done the I'm busy response, and it seems like she's not interested anymore.
So the date went really well. You really liked her. You enjoyed your time together. You guys hit it off.
Yeah, we had great conversation. She said the dinner was delicious, and I don't know, maybe it could possibly be, maybe she got the impression of me cooking was me taking things too fast.
Yeah,
that's a possibility, but she seems like she was enjoying herself, right?
Yeah, we definitely enjoyed ourselves. Like, there wasn't any awkward hang afterwards. Like, I cleaned up, she went home, we shared a little kiss. I thought everything went good.
Yeah. And so you can't think of anything that went wrong.
The only possibility I can think of is that she thought the cooking was too forward or something, and maybe she thought I'm trying to wife her up or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can see, like, you know, candlelit dinner for a first date. I mean, it's
like, I like it. I'd come over, it's Jason. All right. So, Jason, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reach out to Amanda, hopefully get her on the phone. If she says yes, if she agrees to come on the show, get some answers from Amanda and find out why she's not getting back to you and what she thought of that first date. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, you stay there, and we'll be right back. The second half of Second Date Update coming up. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
After a romantic candlelit dinner at his house, Jason has not heard from Amanda since. It's Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Amanda, don't hang up. It's not a sales call. It's Thunder and PT, and we host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're on the radio, and we do a segment called Second Date Update. Could you give us 1 minute to talk to us about a date you went on with a gentleman named Jason?
Who are you?
Okay, so Thunder and PT, 102.9 The Wolf, and we're just following up on a date. You don't have to answer anything you're not comfortable with.
I can't, yeah, but I mean, is this like a prank or a joke?
No.
I mean, Jason, like, so you went out on a date with Jason. He actually had you over for a candlelit dinner.
And he contacted
and
us.
And he reached out to us. So.
Because you're not getting back in touch with him, and that's what this is.
Hold on. He told you this was a candlelit dinner.
Yeah. You went over to his house and he made I think it was our word, romantic candlelit dinner.
So you're talking about the steaming meat guy.
Steaming meat?
Okay. What is that? Like a euphemism for something?
That was the name. Yeah.
I mean, just keep in mind, we're on the air. Yeah. So what?
It's very clean. I mean, except the dish that he made. He called it gourmet. I put in air quotes that, you know, he claims he invented this dinner. And I mean, it was cute, but it wasn't exactly the most exciting meal. So it's romantic.
Steaming meat is the meal that he made?
What does that mean? Did he call it steaming meat, or you called it steaming meat?
I mean, he calls it steam and mates.
Okay.
I can't even say it. You know, he puts a can of Spam in an air fryer and overcooks it until it's just steaming. And it basically looks like a block of meat with smoke coming out of it. Like,
okay.
I'm surprised the fire department didn't come.
Did you say
Spam? Hence, that's why he calls it
steam. Amanda, did you say Spam?
Yes. He puts a can of Spam.
So, like, the jiggly Spam out of the can and then just put it in an air fryer.
It's steaming meat.
Were there vegetables surrounding it? Did he make, like, an accompanying dish?
No. And that's the thing. I mean, and you have to understand, which I'm sure you do if you're a smart human being, that it tastes like burnt rubber. I have no clue.
Oh.
I really only ate just a couple bites of it. I said I was full. But it looks like burnt cat food.
Wait, I thought you liked my steaming meat.
Oh, my God.
We've got Jason still on the line.
Jason's listening in. Go ahead,
Jason. At the dinner, you said it was delicious.
You got to stop calling it that. You cannot call it your that.
Steaming meat.
What's wrong with calling it steaming meat?
That's funny, though.
Guys, help me out here.
Okay, I mean, you could dress it up a little bit.
You know, yeah. I love the fact this is your go-to dish, Jason.
So you
I see, you know, he takes it out of an air fryer. I mean, he takes something out of an air fryer that's not steaming it. And it's Spam. I mean, really? Okay. Spam?
Okay. Believe it or not, Spam is actually used in authentic Hawaiian cuisine. Also, it's from here. They have a whole museum.
Yeah. There is.
Right. I mean, it's a Minnesota product, if you want to put it bluntly. But,
oh, man, Jason, you're my favorite.
Jason, I can kind of understand where Amanda's coming. You put a can of Spam in the air fryer, and then you served it as dinner. And I think, Amanda, it probably wasn't helped that he named it Steaming Meat.
Steaming Meat, no. You know, it's just, I mean, no offense. It just wasn't the most flattering just to serve on a first date.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have just taken me out on a date, you know, like to a restaurant, because I'm not looking for a Gordon Ramsay type. You know what I mean? So...
Or Gordon Spamsy.
Amanda, did you... Okay, but wait a second. Did you... Okay, forget about the steaming meat. Did you have a good time? Like, can you see yourself, you know, with Jason again at a restaurant?
If it makes him feel better, we could have a second date and cook something together. But preferably, I would love the restaurant.
I love where this is going.
Wait a second. Okay.
Okay, so it's a yes, Amanda. No more Spam, but it's a yes to a second date.
Oh my God! What a turn! I would have never.
I did not see this coming. Okay.
Oh my God!
Wait, what, we have to get clarification here. So for Jason, no more steaming meat. You promise?
I am going to keep my air fryer off.
No more
Spam.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Let's just retire the steaming meat, shall we?
Third date update, because you two really sound
like
you're fun together. And no more steaming meat. And that is a very steaming second date update. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.